This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Volodymyr Zelensky has won a landslide victory in the Ukrainian presidential election Sunday. Exit polls say he received 73% of the vote in the final round, nearly three times as many as his rival, the incumbent Petro Poroshenko.
Зробили це разом.
Zelensky telling supporters Sunday, "We did it together." Conceding defeat Sunday evening, Poroshenko offered his congratulations to Zelensky and added, "I will leave the office, but I want to announce firmly, I will not leave politics." Sri Lanka has imposed a curfew following several explosions on Easter Sunday at churches and hotels that killed more than 200 people and wounded hundreds more. The targets of the bombings were Catholic worshippers attending Easter prayers at churches in three cities and tourists. The Archbishop of Colombo, who leads two of the churches targeted, condemned the attacks and called on Sri Lankan people not to take the law into their own hands.
I also like to ask the government to hold a very impartial, strong inquiry and find out who is responsible behind this act, and also to punish them mercilessly, because only animals can behave like that.
Around 30 foreigners, including American and British citizens, are among the dead and injured in the attacks. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has begun his first visit to neighboring Iran. He'll join talks with President Hassan Rouhani that will focus on strengthening bilateral ties, fighting terrorism, and safeguarding borders, according to Iranian state media. This is VOA News. Washington remains focused on steps Congress may take after a redacted report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe was released last week. The investigation found no collusion between President Donald Trump's inner circle and Russia, but neither established nor ruled out that the president obstructed justice. VOA's Michael Bowman has more.
The long-awaited Mueller report signaled that President Trump is in no legal jeopardy from the Justice Department on Russia-related matters. But what about Congress, which has the power to investigate and impeach? On Capitol Hill, Republicans who control the Senate are eager to turn the page. Democrats who control the House are divided on what to do next.
What we are going to have to decide as a caucus is, what is the best thing for the country?
The White House insists Trump has been vindicated.
The president is not going to jail. He's staying in the White House for 5.5 more years. Why? Because they found no crime.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Both Representative Adam Schiff and Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway appeared on ABC this week. Gunmen attacked a Malian army base in a dawn raid on Sunday, killing 11 soldiers and burning the camp in west-central Mali. That's according to an army and local lawmaker. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Central Mali has in the past few years been overrun by jihadists with links to Al-Qaeda. Sudanese protest leaders Sunday expanded the campaign for transfer of government power to civilians. A protest leader said at a rally in Khartoum that demonstrators no longer recognize a transitional military council that assumed power after the ousting of President Omar al-Bashir a week and a half ago. The Sudanese Professionals Association spokesperson Mohammed Al-Amin said this new phase will include continuing sit-ins and the end of negotiations and for revolutionary escalation in the streets. He said that will go on until all demands are met. Hundreds of thousands of protesters attended the rally, waving flags while nationalistic music blared from the stage. Northern Ireland police have released two teenagers without charge in relation to the killing of a journalist during a riot in Londonderry. Lyra McKee was shot dead on Thursday as she watched Irish nationalist youths attack police following a raid. More international headlines on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.